Welcome back to hashtag Daily Diaries with Karina Duffy from EcoFitness, fitness, travel, events and wellness. So following on from my last Daily Diary yesterday, how to offend somebody without actually knowing you offended somebody. Well, you did know you offended somebody by just being yourself, but not intentionally annoying somebody or upsetting somebody. So this is how easily somebody can get upset or annoyed by you just being you. And have an awareness. Sometimes have an awareness, you see things, you're like, oh, I can't unsee this now. So you kind of analyze things of wondering why they felt that way. So anyway, I was in the church in the Camino in Spain, in Santiago, went to Spanish Mass. I wouldn't be hugely religious. I do love the history of the Catholic Church. I also love the history of paganism, and I also love listening and looking and reading history of different beliefs and religions all over the world. So I suppose I'm not anyway zoned in on one particular religion or belief system. I believe that everyone has their beliefs. And once you believe in something higher than yourself, regardless what that is, I think you're winning. So I love going to masses and visiting churches in different areas because I love the I love the buildings, I love the history, the architecture in the buildings, and just kind of see how they're ran and how passionate people are about a certain thing. So anyway, I started to go to Mass with the guys at 9 o'clock, and the last time I was in that church I got kicked out for taking a video. So this time I was there. First of all, our chair or seat that we're sitting on sat down, made a big massive noise. I don't know where that came from. I was like, Jesus, the whole church rattled. There was about 5 or 6 of us on the seat, so when we sat down it made a big bang. I was like, Jesus, the whole place looking. But anyway, that was number two. When I went up for Holy Communion, there was nuns there serving the communion, and I was like, do I take this on my tongue now or do I take this on my hand? I was like, screw it, I'll take it on my hand because I feel a bit weird sticking out my tongue. So anyway, I went up and I received Holy Communion with my hands crossed over, the usual crack, took the Holy Communion and put it in my mouth. But wait for it. On my way up to the nun, I smiled at her, and I always look people in the eyes because I always can tell, like you can tell by people when you look them in the eyes. Now, she probably felt like I was looking into her soul, to be fair, because it was a bit of a walk up to her. And anyway, I looked her in the eyes and I smiled, and she smiled at me. So when she gave me the communion on my hand, she gave me the communion, and then she looked up really quickly and stared at me and gave me the daggers as if she was after being shocked and going, what the hell? So I was looking at her and I was like, okay, slowly taking the Holy Communion, put it in my mouth, bless myself, walked away. I was like, right. And I sat down and went, what the hell was that about now? And I was looking and watching her, and then she walked off fastly anyway after the communion, but she had to kind of walk in front of our aisle to get to the side of us where the side door was to go out. Well, she clocked me anyway on the way, because I was looking at her, and she clocked me on the way down and stared at me, and I was like, what was that about now? And I said to Barbara, I elbowed Barbara and I said, come here, what way did you take your Holy Communion? Did you do it on your tongue or did you do it with your hand? She goes, what? She started laughing, she goes, my hand. I said, right. So then I was trying to figure out, okay, it's not that. And I was like, I know I was wearing shorts in the church, but there was a lot of people wearing shorts, and I was wearing bright colours, like 80s colours. So I was like, it could have been that I was a bit too bright for them. I was like going, as in my clothes. But then when I actually looked down at my hand and like crossed over my hands wondering what upset her, I have tattoos on my wrists. So on my right wrist, I have a tattoo, a black tattoo of a sun, a small sun. And on my left wrist, I have the moon and 3 stars. Because obviously the moon and the sun represents new beginnings with the sun. And when the day goes down, you have an opportunity to forget about the day that you just had and get ready for the new day. And the 3 stars are my 2 kids and my dog. Now, obviously, I get loads of energy from the sun and the moon. I personally feel like I do. So that's why they're there as well. So the sun and the moon has loads of meanings for me. But anyway, when I went outside, I Googled it, right? And this is exactly what I Googled it. Why would the sun and the moon upset the Catholic Church or a nun so much? And anyway, what I got back was, sure, look, the paganism was there first. Then the Catholic Church took over in 1808, 800s, and all this mad stuff and all these symbols were showing up that represents paganism, and the sun and the moon are part of that and the stars and all that jazz. So I was like, Jesus, I won't say Jesus, whatever, but it's so easy to upset somebody by just being yourself. I presume it was the tattoos. It couldn't have been anything else, because it doesn't make sense how she got so daggery with her eyes and looking at me going, what the hell? So it's mad how you can upset somebody by just being yourself. And like, do you know what? Somebody would take, if I wasn't a strong person, as in awareness and like, not that I don't give a shite what people think of me, but I get to a point where I'm like, look at that, I know I didn't do anything, so that's her issue. I get to that point where I look at the situation and go, do I need to apologise to somebody? Did I upset somebody with what I said or what I did or with my actions? If the answer is no, well then I cannot care what other people think about me, because that's a waste of energy. So I just kind of thought, here I am going into the church to look at the grand structure that it is. After come and walk in the Camino, like, I don't have to be completely religious to believe in God and Jesus and all that crack, to sit in there and enjoy the community aspect of it. And to enjoy the peace and calm that it brings. Like, I don't know, I just think, and I gave them money as well, going around in their little red bag and all that kind of jazz. And I was happy to be there without judgment on anybody else. So I was like, gosh, isn't that nuts now how she got triggered by me putting out my hand and seeing two tattoos? I presume it's that. It couldn't have been anything else. So yeah, isn't that mad? So guys, you're having it's mad. Like, that could upset somebody if they were kind of like, what did I do? And that, if that lady got anyway angrier or kind of marched me out of the church, it could have went either way. Like, you just don't know how people react. So anyway, there you go. Keep being you, guys. Keep shining your light. And if you feel like that somebody didn't really take to your company or something about you or the way you looked, and you didn't upset them or offend them in any way, shape or form by saying anything, by your actions or by the vibe that you gave out, well then that was their issue, not yours, and don't be getting upset about it. And I've learned that the last 5 years, especially when you're online and so vocal and so active online, a lot of people just are allergic to you, and that's okay. You're not everyone's cup of tea. Don't take offence. Just keep moving on and keep being you and don't change. And that was my little daily message today, lads. Will I cover up my tattoos next time I go into a Catholic church? Absolutely not. They're part of me. It's who I am. They mean something to me. Whatever way anyone else perceives them or picks them up to be, that's their own issue. We're living in 2024, for God's sake. These reactions shouldn't be happening for something that someone decided to take on, put a tattoo on their body for a reason, for whatever reason. So it's mad, absolutely mad. And like, I'm trying to restore my faith in the whole Catholic Church and the community side of it. Like, I'm not hugely religious, as I said, but just the whole community side of it and giving people a safe space to go into, to relax and be calm and be involved and be part of something. That's what I like about it, that it's given people something to be part of. But then when you go in then and you get the daggers for like having a tattoo, which I presume it was, because I ruled out everything else, that's kind of not inviting people back in. So you're either in it for the community, regardless of what they believe in, once they're not there to create havoc or cause shiz, let it off. And just, like, that's half the reason why communities get damaged half the time, is because people have a perception of what other people are. Like, innocent until proven guilty is what I'd say, all of the time. Innocent until proven guilty. And always think the best in people until they prove you wrong. And then when they prove you wrong, by all means, out the go, there, close the door on the way out, like. So yeah, there you go. That's my little daily diary now today, lads. Well, let's see what the next time I go to the Camino, what'll happen when I go into that church. Anyway, enjoy your day, guys. Yep.